Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Arturo Marti Cavial of the Venezuelan branch of the Ibero-American Cochrane Center and colleagues in Spain and Greece have reviewed the evidence on the effects of homocysteine-lowering treatments on cardiovascular disease. Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat describes what they found.
Cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death worldwide, and ischemic heart disease is the single largest cause of death in developed countries. It's also one of the main contributors to death in developing countries. Major risk factors for cardiovascular disease include tobacco use, high blood pressure, high blood glucose, lipid abnormalities, obesity, and physical inactivity. But there are also some other risk factors called emergent or new risk factors, and homocysteine is one of these. In 1962, it was first suggested that increased levels of homocysteine might cause vascular disease, and high levels of circulating homocysteine appear to be a strong prognostic marker for mortality and cardiovascular events among patients who have other risk factors. We don't know for sure if moderately raised homocysteine levels lead directly to cardiovascular disease, but a meta-analysis of epidemiological studies has suggested that it might. Several studies have shown that supplementation with B-complex vitamins reduces the amount of homocysteine circulating in a person's blood, but whether or not this impacts on their risk of cardiovascular disease is uncertain. The new Cochrane review was done to explore this possible relationship between homocysteine-lowering treatments and cardiovascular disease. The authors of the review found many randomized trials, but excluded those with less than a year of follow-up because they hadn't lasted long enough to detect differences on cardiovascular disease. They also excluded trials that had studied patients with end-stage renal disease because this is being considered in a separate Cochrane review. This left the authors with 8 randomized trials with a low risk of bias. These tended to be large, and more than 24,000 people had been randomized. The trials tested vitamins B6, B9, or B12, given alone or in combination. With so much randomized evidence, the reviewers would have been able to detect important effects of homocysteine-lowering treatments on cardiovascular disease, but they found that the risk of non-fatal or fatal myocardial infarction, stroke, or death by any cause were not reduced. They did not find any differences in the effects in the treated and the control groups. On the basis of this evidence, the Cochrane Review concludes that the prescription of these homocysteine-lowering interventions as a means of preventing cardiovascular disease is not justified. There are 3 ongoing trials which will help assess the strength of these current conclusions, and their results will be added to an update of this review in the future. However, unless the interim results of these trials are favorable for homocysteine-lowering, the Cochrane researchers suggest that the people responsible might wish to discuss whether the new review means that they should consider stopping them.
To reach the whole of this new Cochrane review, you can access it in the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com.